The following media was brought to you by Tomo Huzzah.
Hello, everybody. This is Globally Local FM, brought to you by the two hottest hosts in the Northern and Southern Hemisphere, respectively.
Today, well, you flatter me.
Today we're heading to Lagos in Nigeria. Rudy, how are you feeling?
I might be dumb here. Lagos, Nigeria. Wait. Google Maps. We technically are bringing, if we are both in there, are bringing the Southern and Northern Hemisphere hot people so close to the middle of the earth, right? We're like bringing the hotness together. And so it has never been hotter around these parts, people. I can tell you that much. We're sitting here, wangs out.
Well, is that what you do when it gets hot?
This is us, episode 6, actually admitting we've been doing all of this in a sauna.
Honestly, I wonder if there is a thing like a sauna podcast. That sounds really interesting.
That sounds like you have to buy a mic every single time you record it because the other one breaks.
Probably, yeah. Like it would get fucked up from the humidity and also might overheat a little bit, just like your recording equipment PC, but that's why it's a high-budget podcast.
It's actually instead of the rocks that, like, you know, can't.
Yeah.
Instead of heating up the room, they just put on, like, I don't know, wooden PC that's trying to run like a Windows Vista, and just like a wind turbine.
When's the last time you were in a sauna, Rudy?
Well, coming from Eastern Europe, specifically from Latvia, not that long ago. When last I was at my grandma's place, which was, well, a couple of months ago, but I feel like if I compare to Western people, at least Western Europeans, you guys don't usually go to saunas, so.
Buddy, the last time I was in a sauna, I want to say I was like 17, so.
Yeah, exactly.
But here's the thing, it's not that I hate it, it just doesn't come up. Does that make sense?
Yeah, like, I know.
I like going to the sauna. It's just, when do I have the opportunity?
Yeah, I mean, maybe it's way more like indebted or like internalized into Eastern European culture, I feel like, than Western.
Yeah. So does your grandma have a sauna?
Well, we call it like sauna. This has been like the tale as old as time, but sauna is the closest word as we can describe what we have in Eastern Europe. Because technically, the actual word in Latvian is pirts. But it's... Okay, imagine this. Countryside home, right?
Mm-hmm.
Like, buildings, blah, blah, blah. And then
one
building is specifically dedicated to, like... It's like a bathhouse type of thing, right? Big part of it is sauna. Usually, it's by a pond, so you can, you know, warm up, go swim, come back, do that, like, 3 times over, and then actually wash
yourself.
That's
awesome. And you haven't invited me there. I think that's very
I haven't invited you to Latvia, period.
Exactly. And I feel like that's a personal grudge at this point, because that sounds awesome. I would love to go there.
Well, fly from Australia, get out of your prison.
All right. Can we get Rudy's grandma to respond on the Spotify if I can come over? Thanks.
My grandma would allow you to come, but she doesn't speak English.
That's fine. As long as I can enter the sauna, I'm good.
You'll get to have to... You have to go past the other boss, my granddad. He just 24/7 sits by the sauna with a club in his hand. You have to fight him like a real man every time before you enter sauna. That's how we do it in Eastern Europe. That toughens us up.
Well, Rudy, do you want to bring it back to Lagos? What kind of news have you got for us this week?
All right, let's go into the news. And right, let me first. I named this after a game that, the singular, the game is plural, whatever, swept across the nations not so long ago. My name, for this story is The Fall Guy. A man mistakenly fell into the lagoon on Thursday night in Lagos. He was, however, rescued by men of the Lagos State Water Authority. On arrival of the team at the incident scene, investigations revealed that the man had been resuscitated and had identified himself as Segun Amu. He narrated how he mistakenly fell into the Lagos Lagoon at the aforementioned location. He also clarified that he was not suicidal while narrating how the incident of his fall of the bridge occurred. Now, here's the mystery of all of this. Found three articles about this. None of them actually, like, they all say, that, oh yeah, he told them how he, accidentally fell into the lagoon. None of them actually said how it happened. Like, none of them actually revealed this information. So my theory is, it must have been so embarrassing that he was like, okay, I'll tell you, but please don't tell anyone else. My bet, banana peel.
The classic. I mean, I feel like there's not that many, like, how can you, he fell off a bridge, was it?
Yeah, I believe so. Well, it says it fell into the lagoon. I don't know if it's from a bridge. Oh, yes, I mean, it is off the bridge, yes.
Yeah, I feel like it's kind of hard to fall off a bridge accidentally, like a big one.
Yeah, like, how does it happen accidentally? And he said he's not suicidal. It's just accidental, so how the fuck do you?
So what maybe,
I think... His hat was so huge and, like, massive. Like, you know, the type of thing where it's like the gravitational center of your body is actually in your hat, but because you're standing up and walking, it's kind of fine because it weighs on you. But he was like, that's a nice lagoon. Let me look at it. And he bends over the railings and the hat just kind of, like, the weight pulls him over.
It's like, yeah! Like a cinder block that they attach to a witch's legs when they throw her off into the pond. Except he carries it all day on his head for some reason. Maybe he wants a strong neck, I guess.
Maybe it's like Perry Poppins. That's the Lagos version of Mary Poppins we know. So Perry Poppins, he's like walking with an umbrella and the gust of wind was just like, it's time for you to go.
Well, I had a similar theory. He's just like, he's like a regular old thin Stanley, you know? So a gust of wind comes and he topples over, and then there's the railing, of course, but the railing has a small gap, but he's so thin that he just slips right through and boom, off he flies into the water.
He's so sleazy, actually, that he just sleezed through them. He actually was sliding across the bridge on his stomach like a frog or a penguin, and then he just like slid off the bridge accidentally.
Or what if in that moment he like entered quantum physics or whatever the hell in that thing where you like phase shift through the wall, you know?
He just fell through the bridge, no reason.
Yeah, well, that's why he couldn't tell it. That's why it's not reported, you know, because researchers have to get their hands on this first.
Oh, that's true. It's now like a site where everything is blocked off, huge like US-based intelligence crates all around it, like surveillance.
Yeah, you never know.
It's actually an ad for the next Stranger Things season.
That would be a pretty good ad.
Honestly. Right.
Well, Rudy.
Now you.
I've got two mildly sad stories, so you can tell me one or two and I will pick them respectively. One. Pregnant mother faces 7 years in prison for online review of tomato puree.
What? Please read that again, slowly.
Pregnant mother faces 7 years in prison for online review of tomato puree.
That's what she... No, why? No, my hero! Fuck the fucking tomatoes, my hero! You see the hate on the people who, like, fight against the big tomato? Like, you see
Big
what happens to
has
us?
Has his hands everywhere, yeah. It's fucked up.
And you people always like, oh, grow up, just like tomatoes. No, you've been brainwashed by Big Tomato. Fuck off. I'll die on this hill. My hero. Whoa. You know what she'll do? She'll sit, like, bore her child in prison. Sit those 7 years out. She'll get out. She'll write another review because she's a hero. She stands up for the little folk, like me.
So, a 39-year-old businesswoman from Lagos is being sued after complaining in an online video that a tomato puree was too sweet.
And what's the actual context of this? Like, what the fuck?
That's what I'm describing to you right now. So, she said it was too sweet. I don't know what exact words she used, but it was too sweet. Then the brother of the company owner came into the comments and was like, if you don't like it, why don't you just eat a different tomato puree and not slander this one online? And she responded back, I don't know, something, I forget what it was exactly, but something like, fuck your brother, it's too sweet, you know. Anyway, she's now being sued for defamation, I'm pretty sure, of the tomato puree. And she's also
7 years in prison, though. 7 years in prison.
Yeah, well, not great, arguably.
Arguably.
I think 6 years would be more appropriate.
So basically, if you give something like 1-star review on Google Maps in Lagos, you're going to get hunted down.
Well, yeah, that's basically my question of this is like, okay, somebody said online that it's too sweet, so you can never leave a bad review or what? You 7 years in prison? Like, what are we talking about here, you know?
It's probably somebody with like a lot of money just trying to do some stupid shit.
Yeah, I don't think she'll actually go to prison for this. It's just you she's hope being not. Sued for it. Well.
Otherwise, right. The child gets born in prison, grows up, and is like, Mom, why was I born in prison? The fucking story you have to tell your child that they didn't have like the first like years of their child who were not there because you were in prison. The story is like, oh yeah, I didn't like a tomato puree.
Here's an
that shit wag, brother.
If you have a baby in prison, is that baby also a prisoner? I mean,
yo, that's actually an interesting question. How does that work, actually?
I assume that they just orphan the kid, no? It's just like, you're not fit to be a mother if you're in prison.
The brothers of the restaurant, they'll take the kid because she's in prison. They'll raise him. And the next time he's the mother, he's going to be like, would you like this thing I made? I cooked it myself. It's a tomato puree. He's been brainwashed.
Anyway, the CEO of the tomato puree company commented that he would rather die than allow someone to tarnish his image for which he worked 40 years to grow. So
what the fuck?
That's the current state.
That's a don't bit extreme, dog. But you do you, buddy. You do you.
Don't trash talk Big Tomato is the bottom line, I guess.
I will trash talk Big Tomato and I'll die on this hill or get 7 years in prison.
Oh, yeah. I'll see you in prison soon, buddy. Watch
oh,
your
yeah,
back.
Right. I'll ask it be in the cell next to yours.
Alrighty. What else you got to report on?
Oh, I got some story. You know what, people? I know you sometimes don't take us seriously for these news, but I'm out here. I am fighting against corporations, against Big Tomato, against capitalism. And boy, I got a story for you. The headline is, Lagos is sinking? So, people are pouring into Lagos fast. Some 3,000 people move to the city every day. By Jesus. Some estimates, the city grows by 1 million people a year. That's but just as Lagos' mean. Population is rising, the city is also sinking. Which, wait, I see what this is now. Okay. Lagos is a city defined by water. Along its southern coast, it's the Atlantic Ocean, and inland, the city twists itself around rivers, canals, and a vast lagoon. Many parts of the city used to be a swampland, right?
Right.
And this precipice is exactly how much The Economist, the big American thing, allows you to see, right? This article that you read. Before trying to siphon $5 per month from you, in other words, if you visit Lagos, or actually live there, or want to try and find out the data and results of the research that's been privatized by The Economist, for, let's say, your survival, here's the message they give you. Drown. This is me being pissed off because I saw this, like, Lagos is sinking headline. I was like, let's fucking go. This actually is interesting news. Everywhere where you go, this specific article is privatized behind a paywall. And it annoyed the fuck out of me. Because first, Economist is like, oh yeah, just subscribe. Like, whatever, like, do the account. And I have a Google burner account, so sure, I'll log in. Those ads I can unsubscribe for later. I log in, nice. Gets me to another page, $5, brother. Like, what? Okay. I tried to find that article somewhere else. They just bring me back to Economist. I spent 15 minutes trying to read this shit. And I'm honestly pissed off. They're wanting you to drown Lagos. It's official.
Well, here's the thing, Rudy. If 3,000 people move there every day, that means that's 15,000 in profit that they're making potentially every day, you know? So, you're not going to take that away from them. It's either five buckaroos or you die, you know? What's the choice there?
Damn, Big Tomato and Big Economist for the crossover of the century in Lagos. The big dons.
But yeah, to the point of the article, yeah, I mean, it makes sense that the whole city is built on a swamp. Like, yeah, of course it's going to sink. But I feel like it doesn't really matter if there's more people there, no? Isn't that just... Like, it's not like there's more pressure per, like, ground unit. Does that make sense? Or is it just that, like, more of the buildings are being built, so more of the area is sinking?
I think it's the latter. Like, it's a cause of the people, like, going into the city more. But it's not, like, it's not the people directly that add to the weight. But it's, like, what the people bring to the city and the expansion of it.
Yeah, it's the amenities. That makes sense.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah, that's pretty crazy, to be honest. 3,000 people per day? It's hard to picture.
Well, wait, did I say 3,000 per day? Yes. That's true. Because only now that, like, really, like, clicked for me, too.
Trying to fact check my ass on shit that I heard from you. Yeah, no, that is pretty crazy.
True. Well... Now that we got that out of the way, so Lagos will drown, it's official. Any other news, Henry?
Yep, I have another one. In the bit of the same vein as the pregnant mother, facing 7 years in prison. Transgender Nigerian celebrity jailed for throwing money into the air. A rarely punished conviction.
What the hell?
A Nigerian transgender celebrity was jailed recently. Because she was convicted for throwing money in the air, aka making it rain, aka known as spraying. So she was just at an event, you know, making it rain.
What the fuck? And that's legal?
Well, it's illegal, is what turns out. Can't do that. Can't make it rain.
Why? This is a hate crime, right? Like, this is a hate conviction.
Yeah, I would say so.
Okay. Well, it can't be illegal that you throw money, right?
No, so the throwing money is technically illegal, but it's basically never punished, is the thing. But it seems like in this case it was punished because of ulterior motives, if you get what I'm saying. Is the way I see this, at least.
Yeah, of course. What anyway, the fuck? Maybe she actually she was throwing, like... brass gold coins. People were just getting injured as she did that. It wasn't like she was just like, you know, as you usually do with dollars, it's just like you like bash them out. No, she takes and loads them in a gun like a roller and just starts shooting them out at the crowd.
So the reason it's technically illegal is because it's considered tampering with the currency by the government.
Shut the hell up.
And the way that works is you throw it in the air, and then when it lands, it leaves the currency open to being trampled on by surrounding people, damaging the currency. That's the idea. That sounds like a massive made-up bullshit lie, if you ask me, but...
Probably fucking is.
But there you go. Apparently this was a sentence to make an example out of people that make it rain, you know. That'll show.
Uh-huh.
The good news is it's only half a year. Well, as far as that's good news, but you know.
Jesus. Yeah.
Could be worse, I guess. You could be seven years for eating tomato puree.
Well, yeah, honestly, okay. Which one do you think is a worse punishment? Like, or rather the cause for the punishment? This or the tomato puree?
The tomato puree, because it's literally just saying an opinion. And it's mostly because 7 years is beyond disproportionate for that, you know?
Yeah.
The other one is also stupid. The other one is also stupid, but it's, you know... It's
well, actually, I think... Let's go eat some tomato puree for whilst the ad is happening. I might try some.
Make sure... Positive comments only, Rudy. Otherwise, big tomato gets ya.
Okay, okay. I'll try my best. See you guys in a bit. Lagos is apparently sinking. It's official. And Americans want it to stay that way. But you, yes, you, are here to help, right? Well, you're in the right place, lads. Join the Sandy Lads Squadron, in which we pick up sand from around Lagos and just spread that good stuff over the city to harden the soil. Dust storms in the city? That's us. Sudden overnight dunes? You bet your ass it was us. Come and save the city to be its next heroes.
It sounds like Lagos could really benefit from a partnership with Oman with all the sand flying around, you know?
Yeah, just the stuff from that freaking Porto Salala, just ship sand dunes with that efficient thing that they got going. Fast yeah, track some sand.
Overnight dunes. Now that's a fucking great thing to look out for.
Well, people, that join the corpse. They need ya. And now that I've tried it, tomato puree.
All right, buddy, that's come a get me for you.
Come get me, bitches.
While Rudy's alone in prison, I'll make sure to host this by myself. But for the time being, let's hear the weather report.
Let it be known, people, that when it comes to the weather in Lagos, those guys have the whole menu. The middle of July will start with some little cloudy sunshine that will end with a small drizzle, which will seemingly then end after a week. But no, right around the corner comes a thunderstorm, and after it, sunshine again. But fear not, as the story does not end there. The start of August kicks off with another shower, then another light bulb moment for our main player, the sun, which once again meets a tragic end between the lightning strikes. Buy your tickets to the show now. The temperature might be only thing staying somewhat constant throughout all of this period, with the daytime peaks reaching just above 30 degrees Celsius and nighttime dips that don't go past 22 degrees Celsius. And that's it for the weather news.
That's a pretty brutal weather forecast.
Yeah, it's for some reason it's very like up and down. And very like consistently up and down. It's like a sine wave.
Yeah. Well, all right. I guess that brings us to keeping an eye out. And you know what to do, everybody. Close your eyes. And picture this. As you walk outside your hotel, you are immediately drenched as you forgot to take your umbrella with you in the rainy season. Nevertheless, soaked as you are, you want to visit the center of Lagos. So you flag down a good old tuk-tuk to take you where you need to go. As you're chugging along, you get to see some great sights as you are driving down the third mainland bridge through the lagoon of Lagos, revealing all the city around you, the best that modern Africa has to offer you. As you head towards the outskirts of the city, you instantly turn into a devout Christian after seeing the abundance of Praise Jesus signs. If that sounds at all appealing to you, then Lagos might be your perfect next destination.
Amen.
Already.
They're so Christian there? I didn't know.
They are, yeah. This is just like a GeoGuessr meme, basically, because it's like, if you are like in a country and you see like a billion like church and Jesus signs, you're like Nigeria or Ghana, West Africa, basically.
Wow, I was not aware of that. Damn.
So, that's all right. We're going to move on to the local business.
Locale business!
Is that the new jingle? Alright, my recommendation is visiting a performance at the National Theatre, Nigeria. Mostly, so that you can visit the building, which is really quite cool. Feels like a bit of a modern take on brutalism, in my opinion. And while you're inside, you might as well check out the mini model they made, which... always fun. Ready?
You make me giggle, Henry. Sometimes you make me giggle.
I don't.
Mine
know
needs
why,
but... a precipice. Mine needs an explanation before I actually say. First of all, do you know what concept stores are?
Yes.
Explain.
It's a store with a concept.
Exactly. Concept stores are the best way to discover some of the most interesting talents in the city all in one place. Sure to find stunning piece from your favorite designer or one you may have never heard of in any of Lagos' many well-curated concept stores. You will often find a mix of local designers that use traditional techniques and fabrics combined with modern silhouettes to create pieces unlike anything you have seen. And the specific store I want to give you guys is Temple Muse. Temple Muse is great, because on top of carrying some of the best women's wear in Nigeria, they also carry unique gifts, trinkets, and contemporary African art. They even host a quarterly art exhibition inside the store where you can purchase any of the pieces on display. So check out Temple Muse Concept Store.
Right, not to undercut your recommendation, but if you think about it, the little model in the National Theater is also a concept, so...
That's but it's not on sale, store. Buddy.
You could if you have enough money.
Yeah, apparently if you have enough money, you just sue people for disliking your tomato puree.
Yeah, that's right. If I had enough money, I would sue you for recommending a concept store.
Yeah.
All right, ready?
Yeah.
What radio station have you got for us? What colleagues?
Oh, Lagos Jump Radio. An Afrobeat-inspired online music platform run by a dedicated and experienced team of DJs who are very passionate about music and the buzzing music industry in Lagos. And of course, as someone who are also trying to make some waves into the online media, we gotta give a shout-out to our fellow underdogs.
That's right. And I have a really big underdog for this segment as well, because I couldn't find a single radio station that worked for me. I don't know if it was just the library that I was working in that just sucked, because I had trouble for multiple radios, but instead I'll give you a fucking YouTube playlist that you can listen to. How's that for a radio station? Just
nice.
Look up on YouTube latest... No, what was it? Okay, sorry. I was just looking at my notes because I thought I wrote it down wrong. But no, this is indeed the title. Latest Nigeria Music 2024. So, from Afroscene TV. And then once you get to Lagos, you'll be ultra hip with it because you'll be in tune with the latest hits. So, there you go.
Get dapped up, people.
All right, Rudy.
Oh yeah, right, it's my thing. I'm sorry. I'm so yeah. This was brought to you by Tom of Huzzah Production, and of course by your lovely Henry and Rudy, one of which you can find on Instagram at 000RUDYS000. So 3 zeros, Rudy's 3 zeros. If you want to give me some private feedback, slide into my DMs and don't be shy. If you are a Spotify listener, I think you are also able to give us feedback underneath every episode you listen to. And if you're really for that big effort, for that big, then I don't remember the address. I think our editor can place it back in.
Melbourne Assessment Prison, 317 to 353 Spencer Street, West Melbourne, Victoria 3003, Australia.
But somewhere in Australia there's a prison, somewhere in that prison is a cell, and somewhere in that cell is a wild Henry, so send him a cheeky letter.
I'll do you one better. If you see me out on the streets, slip a note into my jacket and I'll read it. That's the only way I'll process feedback.
Wildly groping, please.
Excuse you. Anyway, and on that lovely note, we'll end it, but not before revealing the next destination, which will be, drumroll please, Lilongwe in Malawi, a pretty unique destination. Looking forward to it. All right. Bye, everybody.
Why? You never follow up on my things. You know what? Fuck this shit. Goodbye, people. Bye. I fuck this shit. Honestly, what is this?